You're listening to season two of Real Talk with Megan Luscombe. I'll be your coach for the duration of the podcast. So settle in and let's smash it out. All right. Today we are talking about boundaries, and I harp on a lot about boundaries and their importance on my Instagram, in my conversations, in my client sessions, and I do it because boundaries are really important. However, over my time working in coaching, which is nearly 8 years, I've realized that some people think they have set boundaries when in fact they haven't at all. I also see a lot of clients who are getting taken advantage of because they haven't set boundaries and are being unfairly walked over. You see, I don't want that to be happening to you. I want you to have strong boundaries, and I don't want you to have boundaries that suck. I also don't want you to have sucky boundaries because they don't benefit you at all. The thing is, if you want a boundary in any area of your life, I want you to ensure it happens, and I want you to have confidence to follow it through. Same goes when you want to remove a boundary that is no longer positively serving you. I want you to have the confidence to remove it. I also want you to be able to recognize if you have a lack of boundaries, meaning you're getting taken advantage of by people in your life. The thing is, boundaries are there to strengthen our relationships and us. They're there to make things better for us, not worse. Now, in season one of Real Talk, I've got a few podcasts on the importance of boundaries and what to do when someone violates yours. So if you haven't listened to those yet, I definitely recommend you go and check them out. However, let's crack on and talk about how your boundaries, or lack thereof, might be negatively impacting you and your relationships, starting with number one, your boundaries are too loose. When I say this, what I'm meaning is that your boundaries are pretty much non-existent and you consistently find yourself taking on the emotions of other people like they're your own. And you also take on everyone else's needs. This means that there might be a struggle for you to identify your own needs in comparison to other people. People with loose boundaries often feel responsible for everyone and everything, and over time they can become extremely resentful. Number two, your boundaries are too rigid. Rigid boundaries are when we put up so many walls and barricades between people and us that we avoid intimacy and all relationships. Someone with a rigid boundary won't ask for help. They tend to be a little more of a lone wolf in the world. And if you have rigid boundaries, you might keep the people around you at a distance to avoid being rejected. Number three, you aren't effectively articulating or demonstrating what the boundary is. If you aren't able to say in a sentence what your boundary is to someone, how do you expect them to understand what's going on? You've got to practice the boundary you're trying to communicate to yourself. Write it down and then rehearse saying it. Look, you can work with a coach, such as me, to create healthy boundaries for yourself, and then you can work on ways to communicate them. For example, you might not like sharing information about your relationship in your friendship circle, but your friends keep asking you about it. A boundary would be, I appreciate when we catch up that you were comfortable discussing your relationship and I'm comfortable hearing about it. However, I'm not comfortable talking about my own and I'd appreciate moving forward we stop discussing my relationship. In this example, we see a clear demonstration of the boundary and the person we're telling the boundary to is easily able to identify that there is a line drawn, which they can either respect or not respect. Number four, when someone breaks the boundary, you don't reestablish it. If you've set a boundary and someone keeps trying to break it, and trust me, there are going to be people who are going to do their best to do this, it's your responsibility to reestablish it. Let's take the above scenario where you told your friend you don't want to talk about your relationship anymore and they keep pushing for it. It's up to you to re-remind this person of the boundary that you set. You can also decide what you want to do moving forward if the boundary is broken again. Number five, and my numbered item is you don't believe in the boundary or that you're worthy of setting it. Sometimes it can be our lack of self-esteem that makes us feel like we're not worthy of setting the boundary, or if we do, nobody will follow it. Again, down to a lack of self-belief or self-confidence. And that's something I can help you with if you want to do sessions. You must believe in the boundary you want to set and you must have the confidence in it because, like I always say, boundaries are about helping us have better relationships, not worse. In the meantime, I want you to remember that boundaries are really healthy and it's up to you to bring them into your life and relationships when necessary. However, it is also really important to remember that other people have boundaries too. So if there's any confusion about what somebody's boundaries are with you, simply ask. speak up, ask about it, and then whilst they tell you about their boundaries, you can talk about yours. And look, I talk about boundaries all the time, and I've already said that before, but I want you to remember that having really good boundaries, it's all up to you, and you can make it happen. I know it. Till next time. Bye. Follow me on Instagram at @MeganLuscombe_. If you'd like to get in touch to see how we could work together, visit my website at www.meganluscombe.com.au.